Because what happens sometimes is that some person will pay for their inspection before the inspection is carried out, or whatever the case may be. When you pay for your inspection, see, some people pay in excess of, I talk about months before the actual inspection was done, or whatever the case may be. I want to remind customers to hold on to your
receipt
and to be able to have it, to produce it at any time when you're coming to collect your certificate and such like. Because persons will say that's only paid in whatever, though you would have all records here, it makes the job a lot easier when you can produce the receipt to say you would have paid in, let's say you would have paid in August last year, and you come to get your certificate today, and you have your receipt, it makes life a lot easier for all of us, and for you to get your certificate in a much better time if you can produce your receipt. So I just want to remind customers, when you made your payments, keep your receipts and produce them when you are coming to collect your certificates, etc.
May I ask, can payment be made online or you have to go into the fire service?
As current, we're still working on that, and very soon we will give you some more information on that, and we are as it relates to that. But very soon that will be something you can also do, where you can make payments for any of these services online, but at current it's not up and running as yet.
All right, no problem. Yes, but you know what? There's a lot of progress being made. And so that's good. That's good. So we're looking forward to hearing more of it. And believe it or not, we're just about now at the end of today's program. But I want to... Is there something else you wanted to do?
I don't know what you
speak
at the time.
She missed the
But again, I want to just want to know that when it comes to the country's not on lockdown, but we know there have been some reduction in services, persons who have tested positive at certain institutions and such. So we have more people at home. We do tend to see an increase in fires. Again, we're begging, please be extremely cautious. We know we had a fatal fire in the very beginning of this year. When I heard that, my spirits dropped. After coming off of a high, where I kind of let myself go by putting my foot in my mouth and said, I give you this money, but I also have Jason with me. And yes, we have to look at the charity that we're going to be donating this money to. I do understand we did have one house fire on the 31st. So we had on the 31st, and we also had one on the 1st. But despite that fire, we made a commitment. It was one compared to the following. The previous year, where we had about four fires, house fires, that is what I'm talking about. So we will still go ahead and make this donation to the charity. I know the sub is looking at me wanting to know what we're talking about, so I'll just defend it, see if we can get some money from everybody else too.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Just a reminder that when that agreement was made, it was made by State Officer Natasha Corey, who's not a senior State Officer. It was not a mutual agreement between myself or three Zulu colleagues. That's kind of here to Barbados. However, for the cause, this last year is going to be done by Natasha Corey, and Jason and I will make sure that we contribute to next year's contribution.
Pledged that I'm going to ask the chief fire officer and see if I can get something out of him, and that be chief fire officer too.
No pressure.
Oh my God.
Which charity has been selected among us? And maybe we'll make
a presentation. Yes. All right. Fantastic. Sounds really good. Well, I want to thank you all for being with us today, and especially our guests. Hopefully it's not the last time. It's the first time. Hopefully it's not the last time we'll be able to see an officer. Oh, my goodness. Well, Sub-Officer Andrea Williams, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you as well.
Yes, and IT Tech, Jamal Patrick.
It's been a pleasure.
Fire and Life Safety Officer, Andre Wharton.
Yes, please. Thanks again.
All right. Fire and Life Safety Officers, Jason Collins and Kevin Sobers.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, what happened? Officer Four? But you know, I have to correctly call each title, you know, and I can't.
On the handle, as we say, Mario, on the handle.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll do the same now. Thanks on behalf of
the senior and senior fire and life safety officer, Natasha Ford.
Thank you, Barbados, and thank you, Krista J.
Yes, yes, yes. Have a great week. Looking forward to seeing y'all again next time. And remember, if you've missed any of today's programs, those who are listening or watching, you can always log on to the podcast on VOB929.com, and you can watch the video recording on VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page. Have a wonderful week. I'm Krista J. Paul. God bless. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
All right.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.